my family has farmed in northern Idaho for many generations, and so it didn't feel like a great leap. Felt actually like a very natural sort of coming home.
About 5 years ago, Vince Trotter and his wife Jenny were living on the East Coast, working as healthy food advocates and helping to organize farm share programs. But it didn't feel like enough.
But as we looked at the food system and the kind of changes we wanted to see happen, we realized that this required a lot more farmers.
They moved to California and began working on small-scale farms. Today, they are looking to start their own operation in the North Bay.
Our aspiration has been to find our way to farm for ourselves.
But when they began working as growers and dairy farmers, Trotter says there were some big gaps in their knowledge.
We didn't go into it thinking of it as a business. And the deeper into it we got and the financial realities, the more we realized that you really have to be an entrepreneur in this. You have to approach it as a business, and you can't just focus on the seed, the soil, the animals.
Farming is a tough business. High land prices, high startup costs, and a lack of training all make it difficult for people to begin lives in agriculture. Yet there is a huge need for new farmers. The average age of the American farmer is nearly 60 years old. Most farm operators are currently 65 or older. And this makes some people, including the American Congress, worried.
There's that realization that, holy smokes, we need to do something about this, and we need to support opportunities for people to get into agriculture.
Linda Peterson coordinates the Beginning Farmer and Rancher Program at the UC Cooperative Extension in Santa Rosa. The program is funded in part by the U.S. Farm Bill. In 2008, for the first time, the bill set aside money to help beginning and socially disadvantaged growers and ranchers. This money was expanded in the renewed 2014 Farm Bill, which went into effect the first week of February. This spring, the program that Peters coordinates is once again searching for beginning farmers.
We are looking for folks who have at least a year of experience, and they have to be committed to having a farm business.
She's seen a lot of interest in the area among young people and people looking for a second career.
I think people like being outside, sort of being their own boss. And I think the local food movement has really blossomed over the last decade.
Peterson says the program is especially interested in getting applicants from the Latino community. Trotter, who was a participant last year, will serve as a mentor in the next session. The Trotters say it's helped them forecast their startup costs and their initial revenues, and they're more familiar with financing options open to small farmers.
What it has done is give us some very real perspective when we sit down to either look at land or to map out what the right operation for us is going to be. It changes how we plan for the farm that we hope to build.
Trotter says it's a love of the land and a love for feeding people that motivates farmers to get up in the morning. But it's a clear business foundation that will keep the farm operating long term. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.